Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Melanie, how can we help you?
Hey, so I work for my dad. He owns a triple decker, and I do some maintenance around the place for him. And I met this guy who's living there. And we started to date. Like, he asked me out. I thought he was cute, whatever. So we went out a couple of times. We hooked up a couple of times. And all of a sudden, he's not calling me back. So, I don't know. I was thinking maybe you guys could help me out.
Last time you were there, is there anything you think that you did that threw him off?
I mean, I can't think of anything. It seems really strange. Like, the last time we went out, things were really good. And I have to go back there in a few days to get some stuff fixed up. Like, I heard his toilet was running. So I don't want it to be weird. I just got to take care of this now.
Okay, there goes my next question was actually going to be maybe he's moving, but we shall call him and try and resolve this situation. Maybe get you another date or at least try and make it not awkward. So when you go in there in a couple of days.
Hey, Steve.
Is this Steve? We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can you just, before you think this is a weird call, I can explain to you why we are calling you, how we got your phone number and everything.
Okay.
I always feel like I have to rush until the person doesn't hang up on me because I get hung up on a lot. So here's the deal. We got a phone call from a girl who would love to take you out on a date. She gave us your phone number because she knows you. She likes you. You know her. I'm going to tell you what her name is in a second. But first, let me tell you what offer we have, okay?
Someone gave you my number to call me because they want to date me?
Listen, we...
Who is this?
So, listen. Listen, Linda, listen. We got a phone... So, this girl, Melanie, called us up.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I didn't even... Let me finish. So, Melanie said you guys have been hanging out and she's been having a good time with you and she wants to keep hanging out with you and we're willing to pay for your next date.
I can't do it, man.
What the hell happened?
So, I've been kind of in and out of work a little bit. And her dad owns a building that I live in. I live in a triple decker in NEC and she fixes stuff. She's around, but... this is embarrassing. All right, the only reason I've been dating this chick is because her dad owns my building and I'm super behind on my rent. Like, I'm super late on it.
So,
and she's hideous. She's like a beast. She's like, they found Sasquatch to bring him in.
Oh,
like,
my God. Okay.
Steve, stop.
Steve, really?
Steve, Melanie's on the phone, Steve. She heard you.
Oh, my God.
What are you guys doing to me?
Who does that? Are you serious?
If times were rough, I had to do what I had to do to survive.
Oh, my God. What a loser you are.
I thought you'd figure it out. I mean, there's a reason I always wanted to, like, try to turn more lights off when we started hanging out.
Oh, my God, Steve. Oh, my God. What a... I can't.
That is literally the most disgusting thing. Jesus Christ. Like, no wonder you can't keep a job. You're such a loser.
I mean, I got a job now. That's why I don't need the rent help anymore. That's why I'm not calling.
Oh, my God.
I can't lie anymore.
That's terrible.
You know what? I don't even want a second date with you. This is disgusting. You know what? I'm actually going to call my dad. He can evict you. He's going to evict your ass right now.
You can't evict me for not wanting to go on a date with you. I got rights and stuff, man. Look, I'm willing to do a second date. But it's got to be a nice place, and it's got to be dark.
Jesus, what is happening?
And it can't be where people know me. Like, not East Boston. Not where someone's going to recognize you and be like, man, he went hogging. Look at, check him out.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
Don't worry. I'll make sure everyone knows who you are.
Okay, so
it's
wait. Hold on. Steve said yes to another date, Melanie. You still want to do this?
No. You know what? You should find someone else to fix your toilet. You're a piece of shit. It's not even gonna work.
Not even gonna look.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
It's bad enough when your past comes back, you know, to bite you in the ass when you're dating somebody new, but it's even worse when their past that has nothing to do with you comes back to bite you in the ass. You'll understand Monday morning, 7:10. Second date update on the 10s with the Get Up Crew.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.